Well, hello there. It's been a while since we had a chat. I've been away for about a week. Just busy and preoccupied and haven't had a chance to get on and say hi. So this audio is for a certain guy. He's been very generous in giving me an award for one of my previous audios, so as a bit of a thank you, I wanted to do an audio especially for him, but I'm going to share it with everybody, so I'm sure he's okay with that. But yeah, I wanted to do something special for him. And yeah, you guys can have a listen to and tell me what you think about it. So, this is his, or one of his fantasies that he shared with me, and I read it and just went, and then he just excited me straight away. And yeah. I read it a few times just before and it turned me on, and I'm a little wet down there, and I thought it'd be a good little audio to do at this time of night. So this is what it is. I guess I've never done a custom audio for anybody before, so this is new. So, to set the scene a bit, you are a successful businessman, and I guess every businessman needs a PA, personal assistant, to do those jobs that, you know, requires a bit more work. So just picture that you're the businessman and I'm your personal assistant. So you're sitting in your office chair. I'm sitting on the edge of the desk in front of you. I'm wearing a short skirt, very tight blouse, and I think you're liking what you're seeing. And I can also tell by the big bulge in your pants that I am currently rubbing with my foot. Seems very big, very hard. You run each of your hands up both of my legs. I can feel the warmth of your hand running up to my thigh. You part my legs and have a look between to see what kind of underwear that I'm wearing today. I think you like seeing what type of panties that I wear for you. Some days I don't wear panties at all for you, and I think you like that a lot. Well, you seem to like that. Today though, I'm wearing black lace panties for you. It seems to turn you on. So I think there's somebody at the door. I better, what should I do? I might get under the desk. Hang on. I get under your desk and hide there while the person knocking on the door enters the room. I wait and listen. You're talking business with them. another guy. That's okay. I can't help but notice you still have that big bulge in your pants as you're talking. I run my hand up your leg, edging closer to your groin, to that big bulge. I rub my hand gently over you. I feel your hand reach down, trying to persuade me not to touch you there, but I want to touch you. I unzip your pants. You're wearing cotton briefs, and I can see that bulge. The briefs are covering it. But I need to see your cock. So I slowly pull down your briefs. And your cock pops out of your pants underneath the desk. I like how it looks. It's big. It's thick. I just want to put my mouth around it. I put my hand around the shaft of you. You're semi-hard. I want to make you so hard. Your cock feels good in my hands. I rub my hands up and down you. My other hand cupping your balls in my hand. Looks like you're getting harder. I want to put my mouth on your cock. I want to suck you. I lean my head in a bit closer. Start taking your cock in my mouth. Rubbing the head of you against my wet lips. I roll my tongue around the head. Beginning to taste you. He has such a great cock. I start to suck your cock. You're getting harder. You're so big. You continue to talk to the guy that's in the room. He has no idea that you're getting your cock sucked. I wonder what he would say if he found out. Maybe I can suck you both. I'd love to have two cocks at once. But right now, I'm loving your cock in my mouth. Your cock tastes so good. You're getting to be so hard. You better wind up that conversation that you're having with the guy. Because I have a feeling things are about to get a whole lot wetter and harder. You better tell him to close the door behind him when he leaves. push your chair back so that you can see what I'm doing. You look down to see me sucking your cock. You put your hand on my head, pushing me down on you. I do like your cock. I stand up. You slide my panties off and they drop to the ground. You hitch my skirt up. You put two fingers between the lips of my pussy just to check that I'm wet, and I am. You turn me around. You push me onto your desk face down. You take your cock in your hand. You rub the head of it against my wet pussy. And then you slide it in. You slide that big hard cock in my pussy. Begin to fuck me. Yeah. Your hands grabbing my hips. You start to thrust inside me, fucking me on your desk. Your big cock, pushing all the way inside me. Feel how wet you've made me. That's it. You like that anybody can walk in at any moment and see us fucking. Yeah, but you're the boss. So it's okay. It's okay for you to have your cock inside me. Yeah. Pump that cock in me. Good. Your cock feels so good. Boss. Keep fucking me. You're gonna make me come. You're gonna make me come all over your desk. You could come inside me if you want. Give me a big load of cum. Let it drip down my thighs. Does my pussy feel good? Yeah. Do you like fucking me? I like to be fucked by you. dripping out of my pussy. Oh. Yeah, just rub the head of your cock on me. Oh. Yeah. Oh, feel how wet I am. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love being wet with you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, slap your cock on my ass. I turn around and how like become that's on your cock. Boss, you taste so good. You can be my boss any day of the week. We need to have more business meetings like this. I think it's a great idea. What do you think? Will you let me be your personal assistant? You will. Why? Because I suck your cock really good. Oh, you like the feel of my pussy. You like both. Well, I better get back to doing some work. But I'm sure we can have another meeting later.